Jim Gilbert in North Pownell, Vermont. The interview that Joe Donahue just did with some environmental woman from the Catskills, I didn't catch her name, was absolutely spectacular. I have mountain lions around my place. I have black bears, and I actually had a moose walk down my driveway not too long ago. So nature is good, nature is wonderful, and I was very, very happy to hear Joe discussing that sort of thing.
DJ Bybee, Kingston, New York. The terms authoritarian and totalitarian and Nazi and dystopia are getting tossed around a lot these days, and nowhere do I feel it more than when I'm listening to President Trump's weekly radio address on WAMC. I feel like I am in a waiting room at a re-education camp. Scary stuff.
Joanne Loftus from Queensbury. Neil Gorsuch pointed out that in order to separate corporations from people, that we need to go back to the legislation and call the people natural persons. So there's some work for Congress to do. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Linda Hauer from Leverett, Massachusetts. I don't believe we can trust Donald Trump because he lies at every opportunity to make himself look better. Trust is earned, and he needs to earn our trust by not lying to the American people every time there is a fact that makes him look bad.
Garrison Keillor spoke about James Watson and Francis Crick and the double helix. It was actually an English woman, Rosalind Franklin, who happened to have been Jewish, who had a PhD in biology, who was the one who came up with the idea of the double helix. And in fact, there's a famous X-ray that she had taken. Of course, Crick and Watson went on to get the Nobel Prize, and basically they stole the idea from Rosalind Franklin, who has never gotten due recognition for her original work.
David from Cambridge, New York. I was going to phone this in last week, but I got distracted by a shiny object. In Alan's interview with Roger McGlynn, Roger mentioned the boom, boom, boom crash intro to Mr. Tambourine Man as something borrowed from the Ronette song Be My Baby. Although not necessarily causal, it might be interesting to note that both songs were performed by the same rhythm section. The studio band, known as the Wrecking Crew, led by drummer Hal Blaine, was the band that recorded the pop music of Your Life for Baby Boomers. Although the Wrecking Crew had players on retainer, if you will, such as Leon Russell and Glenn Campbell, everything from Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, Paul Revere and the Raiders, the Monkees, the Archies, the Fifth Dimension, the Beach Boys, and so on, all featured my hero, Hal Blaine, on drums. At the age of 88, he is still active. The Vox Pop that followed featured Mr. McGuire, as well as the venerable Ashley Miller. McGuinn, McGuire, high concept, I suppose. Well done. This Thursday's conversation with the late, great Joseph Persico is among the reasons I make a beeline to the checkbook to support this station. Please keep up the good work.